Pre-purchase research and price negotiation. Pre-purchase research is important for any major purchase, but especially useful when purchasing anything with a price open to negotiation, such as a car or a home. Prepared clients who have done their market research and cost comparisons thoroughly at home will be in a good position to know their limits and what is and is not a good deal when they arrive at the dealership or retail location or find a deal online. In this way, if there is a true need to make a quick decision, example a tight housing market is causing homes to sell fast, or there is a shortage of vehicle inventory, the client will be in a position to know if the fast decision is the right decision or to walk away. Pre-purchase research. Research can include trusted sources such as Consumer Reports, Edmunds, www.edmunds.com, Kelley Blue Book, www.cab.com, or the National Automobile Dealers Association, www.nada.org/nada/consumer-vehicle-values, as well as various other websites, blogs, or apps. It can also involve asking the opinions of friends and family. Research is useful for any type of purchase for many reasons. Price comparison can reveal sources with significantly lower prices for the same exact purchase. Clients can understand the various levels of the same product and their price ranges. They may find a less expensive version that suits them just fine and feels like a great deal too. They may discover certain features that they find especially valuable and others that they do not care about or do not like. There may be some products that many people feel are of poor quality or are lemons. Taking the time to do research can help separate wants from needs. Some items may no longer be needed or could be purchased later. Learning about cancellation policies, refund policies, warranties, and so on can prevent some mistakes. Research on the following factors can provide negotiating leverage for a vehicle purchase. Markup. Sites such as Edmunds, Kelley Blue Book, and National Automobile Dealers Association are free sites and indicate a car's factory invoice price. For used cars, they may indicate a vehicle's current value after depreciation. The invoice price is the price the dealer pays, but after the sale, they get a rebate called a holdback. Typically, this is 2-3%, in addition to other rebates. Start negotiations from the dealer's cost and go up. Average price. The average price that consumers paid for a given vehicle is also available online. Start lower and try to end here. Rebates. Check on the internet for manufacturer rebates. When checking prices, see if the rebate is or is not already included. Features. Research features using sources such as Consumer Reports and know which features are important versus ones that can or should be avoided. Be wary of some extras and do more research on things such as rust proofing, service contracts, or credit insurance. Carefully review any contracts with third parties, like service contracts or credit insurance, before signing. Never purchase an extended warranty or protection plan without a complete understanding of what is and is not covered. Price negotiation and tactics. Clients may be eager to learn how to become wise purchasers and negotiators. General tips for purchasing and negotiating include: determine what is affordable before starting to shop. Set a limit that is too much and be prepared to walk away. If exposed to high-pressure sales tactics, such as suggestions that the opportunity will disappear if not acted upon now, usually the best option is to walk away. If it is not a scam, it is likely a bad deal. If it is a true shortage situation, a prepared client will know about the shortage due to their research and can act on available inventory immediately if it meets their other criteria. Verbal promises from salespersons are very difficult to enforce. Get all promises in writing. If there is a contract, read it carefully. Do not sign it if you do not understand it or if there are blanks that have not been filled out. It is very important for a client to negotiate the price of a new vehicle before deciding on any other options, including vehicle loan interest rates, or whether the client is interested in buying or leasing. These things can be decided after the salesperson commits to the purchase price in writing. Some dealerships do not engage in price negotiations for some vehicle types. For example, some online car dealerships use no-haggle pricing for new cars. Some dealerships sell used cars using a non-negotiable price that is based on an algorithm that takes into account vehicle demand, vehicle condition, and so on. Some clients may prefer this because they do not like to negotiate, but it may or may not be the best deal that could be found in the area. Offer prices could be another research point to bring to a seller who does use negotiated prices. For any sort of purchase from the seller willing to negotiate, the key to price negotiation is to be willing to walk away. Clients may even want to plan on leaving without making a purchase the first time, so they can see what happens. The seller is usually eager to make a sale even if they do not appear to be so. Another reason to walk away is that it is best to compare offers from several locations. Returning at the end of the month may also help motivate a better deal. When purchasing and financing a new car, determine the down payment and maximum monthly payment that is affordable. Do research and test drive vehicles. Arrive at a price that is the best among several offers, including for features or options. Determine what the dealer is offering for financing and slash for leasing. Leave and get outside quotes. Get financing quotes from banks or credit unions. Choose the best rate and terms. Get pre-approved. Read the contract and sign a fully understood and in line with promises made. Inspect the vehicle and take possession only after all parts of the deal are finalized, including financing. When purchasing a used car, get the vehicle inspected at an auto shop of the buyer's choice. As with new cars, use knowledge of the vehicle's current value and vehicle accident history based on online research, and use the information to negotiate the price. Cash is the most affordable option for purchasing a new or used car, but many clients will not have this as a viable option. Banks, credit unions, and car dealerships may have stipulations on the types of used cars that qualify for secured loans. If secured loans are available for the used car in question, these will offer better rates than an unsecured loan. Loans are even easier to arrange for new vehicles. The dealership may offer worse rates than a bank or credit union, but shopping around to find a bank or credit union rate could provide some leverage to get the dealership to offer an even more competitive rate.